USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its newly redistricted congressional and state legislature maps. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Monday.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose the representatives, not the other way around, close quote.
Garland said Texas violated the Voting Rights Act by drawing redistricting maps that disenfranchise African American and Latino voters. Three more missionaries from the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries have been released by kidnappers in Haiti. The organization says those who returned are safe and in good spirits. The group won't give the names of the hostages or circumstances of the release. Two hostages were released last month. There are still 12 people in captivity who were kidnapped by a gang in October. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities or confirm that the first son's infamous lost laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book.
Go ahead, Tina.
I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. Former President Donald Trump has tapped Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican of California, to be CEO of his new media and tech company, Trump Media and Technology Group. Nunes will retire from Congress and start as CEO of TMTG in January. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Remain in Mexico policy has returned.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Gas prices across the country have fallen since last week amid fears of an Omicron variant-led economic slowdown. The national average price of regular gas per gallon dipped 4 cents this week to $3.35. Indiana saw the largest price drop at 21 cents to an average of $3.19.2 per gallon. Prices are expected to further decline even more this winter as fewer drivers are expected on the roads. The price of gas is still $1.21 more compared to the same time last year. The opening price on Monday of West Texas Intermediate crude was $68.18 per barrel, $4 down from last Monday, with Brent crude oil at $71.82 per barrel, nearly $5 below prices last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.